Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. It is Wednesday. Yes, it is.
That's right.
And we are here.
March 27th.
We are here on the morning shift. We are live in the Kia studios. Mike, Bo, and Tiff here with you this morning.
I can't believe that we are, what, less than a month away now before the NFL draft. It's almost April. Tomorrow is opening day for our Braves.
Yes. Is it an afternoon game tomorrow, too?
4:05.
It's not your typical Thursday night game.
3:05, 4:05, 4:30.
Wait, well, since you said that, we are having my colleague, my esteemed colleague on today, Tom McCarthy,
yeah.
Voice of the Phillies. So stay tuned for our 8 o'clock hour.
Excited for that. Excited to talk to him because I want to find out about the Phillies, but I want to find out about TV Tiff and how that is to work with.
Please, yeah. Tom's a saint.
I know he's going to say nice things about you, but I can read between the lines.
No, I don't think Tom is literally a saint.
I've heard.
Who did we have on last week that was like, I'm glad to know that Tiff treats y'all the same way she does
probably
everybody.
Probably Albert Breer.
Yeah, it was Albert Breer.
Exactly who it was.
It's a different kind of relationship.
I have a question for y'all off the
top. You treat him like
us.
Shut up. What?
Are y'all big celebrators of Easter? Easter coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Are y'all big Easter egg hunt? Did you grow up Easter egg
hunting? Oh, yes, yes.
You know, doing the whole thing.
No Easter egg hunt now. No.
Yeah. Did you have a whole, you know, Easter outfit? Were y'all that?
Yeah.
Yes.
You had the whole Easter dress or whatever. Yes. Slash.
We come downstairs to an Easter basket.
Yeah.
Go to church,
shout
obviously.
Out to Peeps. Favorite candy.
Peeps are disgusting.
So bad.
But I would always
candy corn of Easter.
Dude, my mom knew the way to my heart because the big bunny that was a peanut butter cup bunny or whatever, I would get one of those. You go to church, you come home, you have like, you know, dinner Big family event, yeah. And then you have an Easter.
Extended family at your house or no? For Easter.
Well, as you know, I do not have a relationship with any cousins of mine or anything like that.
All right.
So,
family friendly show. So you it would be on all kinds of problems.
It would be there would be like aunts. There would be some aunts and an uncle and stuff. But yeah, we did the whole thing. Easter's a big deal. Now it's like a two family event for me because I go to one early and one late.
You know, what's weird about that, and I need to get into this one day talking about this probably, but we're in a kind of a, I don't want to call it a transition period in terms of big family events, but, you know, my wife and I, all of our family's down in Florida and or she's got family in Memphis. So when it comes to, you know, holidays like this, it's kind of hard for us to kind of build around it and, like, make it happen. So we kind of made an executive decision yesterday that we were going to spend Easter with the 17s at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and go to the Atlanta United game on Sunday and take – this will be the first time we've ever taken both kids to a sporting event and tried it out. So I'm like
–
it's so funny because I know Day-Day knows how it is. I'm checking the stroller policies. You know what I mean? I'm checking the height requirements for lap sitting at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So Easter Sunday is going to have a little bit different tilt for us this week. But, yeah, we'll be there. Rocking it out. We made that decision yesterday. We're going to do – we have a neighborhood Easter egg hunt right there around lunchtime, and then we're going to pack the kids in the car, and we're going to head down to the dome and watch a little bit of soccer, football.
Yeah, to the Benz.
It's called Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Well, it's
not even a dome. It's a stadium.
The dome.
It's not a dome. It has a roof that
opens.
A retractable
roof, yeah.
So we're going to Easter egg hunt and head down to the dome.
Stadium.
And then we're going to hook it up. So we're going to watch the United in action, man. And we're going to go, listen, we're going for one reason, and that's to support the Mafia and the lead member of Mike's Mafia being Mike Conti. We're going to support the Mafia.
Are you kissing
he's
up to
he's
the
one of the
boss
most,
on air?
Well,
he,
listen, he came and professed his love for the Mafia.
Well, if you want to support him, maybe you should listen to the game, not go watch it.
Well, listen.
You're going to wear a headset?
I will. I'll bring my FM radio and
I know, right? Company yeah. man over
for
here.
Sure. Yeah, what a joke, dude! You got any?
Man's right.
Hey, anybody else?
You hear that, Mike Conti, company man, sir? Why do you think he's in the Mafia?
Is there anybody else you want to kiss up to before we can move on to
also,
better things?
Rick Caffey, for listening, company man as well.
Huh? Yeah, Rick Caffey also agrees with this. He's a part of the nation because
he ain't part of the nation.
He is a part
of
the nation.
No, he's not.
He's supported me for a long time, and he's also. He also agrees with what a generational talent actually means, not what you have,
Mike Conti has supported you for a long time, too. He's not in the nation. So what does that tell you? Yeah,
he's a close confidant, friend, and boss. So you just stay out of my relationship.
Yeah, he chose
none of your business. Well, Tiffany, what do you got?
Safe to say no one at the annual league meeting is in the nation.
That's not true. Rich McKay,
that.
The head of the competition committee, I'm sure is a member of the nation.
I don't think so. I think that's a lie. Anyway. The owners approved the hybrid kickoff rule on Tuesday during the annual league meeting. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero reported per sources informed of the decision. The vote passed 29-3, and the NFL Competition Committee chairman, Rich McKay, who is not part of Squid Nation.
No way.
He told
Zero
reporters.
Chance.
So the move will dramatically alter the look and feel of the kickoff, a play that had become an afterthought as safety rules essentially wiped out incentives for a return. The pass kickoff rule features new alignments for both the kicking and receiving units, and a landing zone, the area between the receiving team's goal line and its 20-yard line, would prompt action off the kickoff if the ball were to land in that sector.
Well, years ago when I was having a Squid Nation meeting with the competition of the football, the chairman of the competition committee,
yeah.
Rich McKay.
Probably not.
And when he devoted his everything he does to the nation, he said, look, we don't want to take the kickoff out. He did. We did talk about this one time.
Sounds
off,
more and more like
off.
A cult the more
he
you talk about it.
He needs to sue for, like, is this libel or slander?
No, it's not. It's actually probably making people feel better about him. But they never wanted to take the kickoff out of the game. They just wanted to make the game safer in that aspect, and it was the most dangerous play. And running full speed was like a car crash. The XFL, been in the best thing about the USFL, the XFL, and the AFL or whatever it was, whatever the one you were part of, the Athletic Legend Football League or whatever it was, Mike, that you were announcing for,
That sounds really hateful, what you just said.
No. Other than Young Wei Koo coming out of that, was the fact that some of the experimental things that they tried, the NFL was able to go look at and say, can we make our game safer? Would these help our games in any way? The Sky Cam, Sky Judge, whatever they call it, came, I think, from the XFL.
We had a Sky Cam when I did XFL, yes.
This kickoff has come from it. So these are things that's going to make it safer. Also, when Mike said we were drawing up plays earlier, I don't think people realize that how drastic of a change this is going to be from the actual return. This could even see different players on special teams units for kickoffs, and the return man could be completely different. You know, everybody was talking about Ray McLeod coming here and he being a kickoff returner. Ray McLeod might not even be returning kicks at some of these kicks. They might, in fact, depending on the situation in games or the type of game, you could have completely different returners each week, Mike.
So let me
go ahead.
Let me give you some scenarios here. Kickoffs that hit the landing zone must be returned. Kickoffs that hit the landing zone and then go into the end zone must be returned or down by the receiving team. If down, the receiving team would get the ball on its own 20-yard line. There's a couple more here, too, but, Mike, I'll let you jump in before we head to...
Well, no, I just think there's so many possibilities. And when you talk about the ingenuity that comes along with... Just think about how the game has changed offensively in the last 10, 15 years. You talk about the ingenuity. You're going to see football plays, and they're going to be run as, like, counters and, you know, end arounds and things like that. I'm so curious where the rules will go as far as, like, how close to the line of scrimmage these guys have to be and toes on the line and all the different rules that are coming up. Because, guys, when I broke into the league, one of the first things I did, one of the first times I ever touched the field was on the wedge, and it was not fun. And, you know, it was one of those things where somebody is trying to kamikaze down the middle of the field and take you out. And I just – now I'm picturing being on kickoff return, and I'm picturing lining up all the way on the left and them saying, hey – I want you to pull 30 yards to your right and put a kick out block, you know, on one of those guys that are coming down the right side of the field. So it could be a lot of fun. And special teams coordinators are going to be a much, in my opinion, much more massive deal moving forward, drawing some of these plays up and some of these return options. Because I think it's gonna be really fun for the NFL to watch this year.
And I was listening to Andrew Hawkins on ESPN yesterday. He described the kick return as being like running through a haunted house, because you don't know when someone's just gonna pop out at you. And instead of scaring you, they're trying to take you out. So thought that was a good description there. Hey, this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. When we come back, the Falcons have some more moves up their sleeves. We'll tell you what Coach Raheem Morris' position is maybe looking to add a veteran to. That's next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Well, the annual meetings have been going on this week, and all the head coaches are there, the owners, everybody, right? So, speaking of head coaches, Atlanta's new head coach, Raheem Morris, he talked with the media during the annual meeting. Excuse me.
He talked to them, and look, he talked about one of the things that we wanted to talk about was adding a veteran edge rusher, because that has been the big talk. There was links to Danil Hunter. Obviously, there was the rumors with Hassan Reddick, but they were, from what I've been told, they were never really even talking to Philadelphia.
An inside source.
Despite what people said. But he did. He talked yesterday to the scrum, talked about adding a veteran edge rusher presence to this team.
You know, it's hard for me to say that coming from where I come from. I think you need to add a pass rusher. I think what we did in L.A. shows people that you can get people to do at their highest level. Would you want to add a veteran pass rusher that's proven that can come in and do some of those things? You always would do those things. You always look to do those things. You always look to add. I think Terry and his staff have done a great job of really evaluating the market, see how it fits us, also being cautious and aware of what the cap situation looks like. But when you go out there and you look in the draft, we talked about it earlier before you showed up, but the depth in the draft really provides you some real good opportunities to add people and pieces in areas where you can do those things. Who knew Byron Young would turn what he did for the Rams? Who knew Kobe Turner would turn what he did last year for us at D-tackle? And I know I don't have – I thought that was my phone. I know I don't have Aaron Donald next to those guys, but – when you get guys like a Grady and a David inside and the juice that they bring, and you add some young presence around them or some potential older veterans, who knows, man? You can get a pretty special D-line. I look forward to adding people to it.
And yet, it's strange to me. I guess it's not strange, but it seems like the more you listen to head coaches and GMs around the NFL, it's like we would much rather do it with a veteran and bring in a veteran if we can, because it's so much more of a known as far as edge rushers go. I think when you look at positions like wide receiver, sometimes running back.
You're right.
Not quarterback. But I think when it comes to edge rusher specifically, there is such a massive range of what you're going to get when you draft one in the first round. Could be huge success, could be massive bust, and all that area in between. So it seems like when you listen to Raheem, he's like, love to add that veteran presence if we can, because that's such a big thing for us.
Yeah, you said – when you think about the fact that I'm looking at it kind of even from the consistency thing, is that what you're talking about? You know what you're going to
get.
Yes. So,
it's the same with quarterback. It's just like, I go back to this.
I think it's the same with quarterback.
No, I don't think so either.
I do. It's especially with this team. My buddy Nick Ferguson, who played DB in the NFL, he's in Denver, and he hit me up right before Kirk Cousins signed and said, why is everyone so high on Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles age? I said, because you know what you're getting. The two most important positions in football are quarterback and an edge rusher. And when you find something, you know what you're getting. The difference is I think edge rushers can go year to year to teams like Calais Campbell has had and still have productive. But you know what you're getting, and you're paying a high premium. But when you draft these guys, you have no clue.
Let me tell you what I think the difference is. I think an elite edge rusher, as opposed to a quarterback, is – I think they can transition into any team. If you can rush the edge, you can rush the edge. Left tackle play is what left tackle plays. I think a lot of what a quarterback is has to do with offensive system, offensive weapons,
everything.
Head coaches, coordinators, all the above. I think an edge rusher is an edge rusher is an edge rusher. Like, you can do it in one place and you can do it in another, and you're going to be asked to do exactly the same thing. Different offensive schemes, different, you know, run games, West Coast, spread, whatever it may be. But if you can rush the edge, by God, you can rush the edge. And that's why they're so highly coveted.
And I think what we're talking about is the veteran edge rusher. You may not know what you're getting out of a rookie, but you know what you're getting out of a vet. But let's talk about the rookies. That's what Raheem Morris talked about on the possibility of getting an edge rusher in the draft.
Oh, man, I think it's a really deep draft class all around. I think the edge rushers are well-known and well-documented right now what they can do. It's about how they fit with us and some of the stuff that they can do with us and how they be able to be a part of our football team. But I'm really excited with the opportunity to add some of those type of people at our point in the draft at some point. And when that happens, you never know because you don't predict those things. But what you want to do is be prepared when you get to those buckets to have people in those spots that you feel really good about taking and adding to your football team so you can go out there and be productive with those guys.
I love how he says football team. Like, I like saying the word football team as well. You know, it's not add to your team. Everybody knows you're a football coach, but add to your football team.
Football team.
When I hear him, listen, when he said it's a deep class at edge rusher, I was like, Robinson from Penn State confirmed second round. We're sliding back. We're taking a corner at eight, or we're trading eight away because he thinks we can get that guy in the second, third round. I don't know. I do agree with him, though. I think Dallas Turner is A1, and even I think he probably slid back just a little bit here recently. And I think it's just a group. I think Latu, you've talked about out of UCLA, Bo, and I think that obviously there's a number of other guys. Verse, Robinson's been thrown up in there. There's a number of other guys that can get it done on the edge. But I don't know that one wholeheartedly, physically, is your, you know, prototypical top three. Runs a 4.4 and stands at 6'4". They're just not one of those guys in this draft. So it's interesting to kind of look at the depth from top to bottom.
Well, let's stick with defense then because Coach Morris is pleased with the current DBs they have, but he does want to add some more.
I mean, you can talk about some of the young faces, but I don't know how you consider A.J. Terrell. Seeing him as a young face, being here when we drafted him, was really awesome for me. And then watching what he's developing too with some of those young guys, like you mentioned, Clark, and how he played on the outside last year, also having the ability to play inside, him and Alford both. Alford bringing some safety value, also some nickel value. You see those guys being flexible, and you really got to give their coach, Jerry Gray, and what he's done here since he's been here, a lot of credit for what they've been able to do with some of the movable parts. Michael Hughes getting here, really being pleasantly surprised watching him play and how hard they played and how well they tackled. And some of the things they did in the secondary really fired me up. We'll add some more people to that room, some more young pieces. But what I've seen on tape, I've been excited. I know it's an area of need for us, so to speak. But those guys played pretty well last year when you go back and look at the tape and how they played and how they were evaluated.
I love him mentioning a couple of guys by name. A couple of these guys that people just keep kind of almost cut. And Mike Hughes played really good late in the season last year. I know that financially he carries a little bit. Might be something you work on. But all I'm hearing out of all of this when he's talking about the draft is we're taking the best player available at whatever first-round spot we have. And because of the depth of certain positions, we might take the best player available in that next round. Or we might trade back in. I mean,
why do you think it is that he's taking best player available, in your opinion? Because I have a thought on it.
For one, that's the GM's philosophy. But two, I feel like they're comfortable with where they're at as far as depth.
Spot on.
We see deficiencies late in the season on teams, and that's the last thing we remember. We remember the defense didn't play well the last 3 weeks. We remember that, you know, you were banged up and in the interior of the defensive line. Onyemata was banged up late. Kentavious Street was out the rest of the season late. Grady was out late. But guys like TQ Graham and Adi, these guys bring some depth that where these guys were asked to be starters when they weren't starter level early in their career. And now with the addition of depth last season, now they're depth guys. And that makes them really valuable because they're good at that depth position. He probably sees how he can use guys. I think it's Akello Witherspoon who played last year for the Rams. He's a guy I think could be added. They might not even go DB, but Terrion Arnold is a bigger-bodied press corner that can do some of the things that I think Rob would like to do. He could be taken there. That's why he's been linked to this team. But I just think that they like the depth a lot better than we as fans do. Don't forget Zach Harrison in this whole equation, by the way, because he came on really strong late in the season. And he really started maturing and showing the growth that you want from a young player.
Yeah, no, I'm right along with you, and it's so funny because I think we get caught up as fans of the team, and we look at it and go, well, we didn't get this number of sacks on the edge. We need to draft an edge. Where Raheem probably coming in going, man, the jump that Arnold Ebikadi made last year as an edge rusher, a natural gifted pass rusher, man, I can't wait to see what he does this offseason. And maybe working with him and kind of getting under the same umbrella in him. Zach Harrison, like you mentioned, these are guys that can make jumps, and these are guys that we've invested picks in, and these are guys that this organization has tried to develop. And so what I hear when I hear Raheem, and it's funny, I'm a huge fan of Arthur Smith, the person, but when I hear Raheem talk, I get so excited because he just has this air of like he is ready to hit the ground running at all times. It's like he's had three cups of espresso at all times and he's ready to go. But what I hear when I hear him talk is, man, we're not forced to do anything. We feel good about the group we have. Could we get an elite player at one of these positions? Sure. But we're not forced to do anything. He loves the depth, seemingly, on the defense. That's why we haven't seen a lot of moves being made.
When we come back, we'll get you caught up on the Braves ahead of opening day tomorrow. And we're going to hit a TB's timeout. When you dine out with a group of people, who picks up the bill? What's the move there? Let's get you guys' thoughts. I'll share mine next here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of The Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Opening day is tomorrow. Braves opening things up in Philadelphia. And in this show, we are going to have the voice of the Phillies. I had to think of their name for a second. That's where I'm at.
You can just call them the team in Philadelphia.
I was like, the team in Philadelphia.
You don't need to say their name. We don't care about saying their name.
We've got the voice of the Phillies joining us in our 8 o'clock hour, Tom McCarthy. But for now, let's just recap then. Braves spring training. And Jarrett Kelenic looked pretty good despite the loss. They fell to the Minnesota Twins 9-6, but he went, what, 1-1? Just gave up a solo home run.
He had a tape measure.
You know,
I mean, that's 452 feet. I don't know if you guys got to see it, but it was a bomb.
Well, I was trying to say the good stuff about him, but, you know.
Well, look, he's been a polarizing figure for the folks in Braves country because it was a trade to fill a hole in the outfield, and you didn't get a lot from it. He's a guy that struggled when he first came up in Seattle. A lot of pressure was put on him, and you would hope this would be a home where he could just unweight himself and just play free.
Yeah.
Just go out there and swing. And he didn't do that when he first came in. And Snitker even said, I think he put too much pressure on himself being the new guy, and Rick Krenix, who is – Look, I don't think we say enough that the talk about what Ron Washington was as a wizard with the defense and the infield. Rick Krenix is that as a hitting coach. He is an absolute godsend for this team, and he's worked with Kelenic, and it looks like he started to get him turned around.
And I think I said gave up a home run, so he did not give up a home run, but he did say that it felt good out there.
Yeah,
so he hit the 450-footer. Yeah.
For anybody that has not followed the trajectory of Jarrett Kelenic through his early part of his career, he was brought up as a I don't even want to call it a prize prospect. He was like Seattle. At one point, he was like Seattle's version of Ronald Acuna. Like, he was going to be that guy. He was going to be the five-tool player. He was in Seattle what Michael Harris is to Atlanta. Like, when he, you know, being brought up, young prospect, guy's going to knock the cover off the ball, great swing trajectory, all the tools you could have. But he didn't. He was his career, you know, his first month or two up with the big league club in Seattle was like April, May, Marcelo Zuna last year, where he's below the Mendoza line, has to be sent back down to the minors. Before long, and within that season, you're looking at Julio Rodriguez up there, and Jared Kelnick becomes expendable.
Absolutely.
And they wanted to move on from him. And he just became a guy that it's like, we don't need a lot, but, you know, he's still a you know, prized prospect. So he's moved down to Atlanta. I haven't given it probably the just due of understanding how daunting it must be for a guy like Jared Kelnick, who was supposed to be everything and then wasn't much, and then gets moved to a team where it seems like everybody in the lineup is an MVP candidate. And now he's dealing with all that, and he's trying to become a better hitter and a more complete hitter. And he has had an upward trajectory throughout spring training. The good news is Michael Harris is knocking the cover off the ball. Marcelo Zuna, for all his early season struggles last year, knocking the cover off the ball. And so hopefully Kelnick's allowed to kind of settle in just a little bit before we expect too much out of him.
Let's hit a TV's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's Timeout on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
I went to a dinner last night.
I'm so nervous.
I probably should have stayed my butt home. I still sound like trash. But I went to the dinner anyway. It's a friend's birthday dinner. You can't miss that, right? Bill comes, and...
Oh, what's Bill's last name? No, I'm just kidding.
The Bill comes. Of course, you pick up the birthday person's dinner. That's standard operating procedure. Normally, you have to know which group of friends you're with sometimes. When I'm with one group, usually one person's like, hey, I got it. Let me put on my card. I want the points. You guys just send me the money, right? Usually, that's the easiest way to do it. Sometimes you're with certain guy friends that are always like, hey, I'm going to pick up the tab. You're like, okay, cool. You're with your girlfriends. Sometimes you divvy it up, whatever.
This
you
is so much different between the
You got to know
sexes.
Your groups. You got to know your groups. So in this particular group, I was the only chick in the group. I am expecting to pay. I did pay. We split it. I had way less to eat. Way less to eat. I ended up paying over $100. And so, because we all split this. Right?
Interesting.
Mm-mm, no way.
And so it irritated me. It irritated me, but normally I'm a split the bill girl. Like, if we all have kind of similar around the same things,
yeah,
not a big deal. We all had a couple of drinks or something like that. Cool. Just toss our cards in. Not a big deal. In this situation,
credit card roulette.
In this situation,
no
drink. I had an appetizer. I had a meal. I didn't even have dessert.
No, that's not the way I do it. What I do, what we do is say, hey.
No, I'm saying I actually, and I don't even know if they'll hear this morning. I thought it was a trash move.
It is.
And someone's going to, if I do anything Friday, because I probably should stay home, someone's buying me dinner or someone's buying me a drink.
See, the way you do it.
Is it the croissant guy? Because that croissant
pastry
guy.
It would be,
no, I'm not talking about the pastry guy. I'm talking about the actual croissant guy who had a croissant on his face.
Croissant guy was in the group, but it would be the three additional people minus the birthday boy. Two additional people with him minus the birthday boy.
Okay.
And one of them went to town. We were at a nice establishment.
And he was
why
there for,
am I paying
for business.
All that money?
See,
yes.
That's the fatal flaw. What you do is you have we want each person separated, and then one of you says
put the birthday boy,
and then you Venmo that person.
Okay, you're both wrong.
No, that's exactly how you do
it. No, yeah, it's a marriage between the two philosophies.
I'm not paying for your porterhouse, bro.
This is very simple. If I want the points. And this is how I always do it when I'm in a group. I will take the bill. I will pay the bill because I want the points.
Yes.
It is up to everybody else
to pay you back.
To be a stand-up person and send me how much they spent on their food. Not split it up evenly. We're not splitting up evenly. I will take that, and I will take the onus on myself to be like, hey, whatever you spent, check the bill. All right, whatever you spent plus 20%, that's what you send me.
That's how I like to do
things. That's how it should be done. At no point is it ever to be done evenly. There's no point in splitting it evenly. It's very simple. If you bought $80 worth of food, send me $100. If you spend $100 on food, send me $120. Very simple. Now, you're saying, well, what if they don't send enough money? Well, guess what? That's the price you pay for being the point guy, the one that wants all the points on your American Express or whatever it might
whatever
be.
Whatever it is.
That's the price you had to pay. You maybe you pay an extra $5 here and there, but you can ask Bo. We went on this Daytona trip with a group of guys that go to Daytona 500. Every time we sit down for a meal, I'll put my card down. No reason at this day and age to ask the waiter or waitress to split it up. All right, just simply send me what you spent. And then to Bo's point, somebody along the way has to say, I'll take the birthday guy. And almost always when that happens, does somebody or two other guys in the group go, hey, I'll split that with you too. I'll send you an extra 10.
I am with you on this 1,000%. Sometimes when I'm out with the girls, though, we'll do it a bit differently because we typically have had around the same amount of stuff. So there's not really, maybe there's a difference in a couple bucks. Not that big of a deal to us. We may throw in four cards and we're done.
Well, that's it.
I think I expect a little bit better behavior from dudes.
One thing
it's
I
just
do.
It's so funny how different this is between guys and girls, though.
I'll pay for myself. But, I have no problem with that. But my issue is last night, I'm going to be petty today. I will be petty today.
I'll be honest with you, though. If we go out and we're all having wings and beers, then you can split it right down the middle or third it up or quadruple.
Right? Not a big deal.
But if I go out, I'll pay attention to what people order. And if there's five of us, and if I'm over there ordering, Coors Light, and you're over there ordering the Tall House Margarita fresh, not frozen, which is an $18 drink, your ass is paying for that. I'm not splitting your margarita with you. If you're getting a ribeye and I'm getting a smash burger, then you're paying for that's coming out of you. I'm not paying for you to eat on me, okay?
I can't tell you how many times my wife and I have had this conversation when she goes to a girl's dinner. It's like they have a come apart over like $2. And it just seems like there's such a difference between females and males on this topic where it's just like, it is what it is. Like, man, and to Bo's point, sometimes you'll have a buffet-style meal, go to Hooters, you get a 50-piece and a bucket of beers. Okay, fine. But it seems like every time my wife goes out with a group of girls, it's like I paid for the Uber to get here, and then there was a parking, so I did that. And let's
who are
like,
her friends?
Bro, we have had a straight up, like, she got Ooh. Concert tickets for free one time. She won a contest to get concert tickets. I don't remember who they went and saw. And you would think that she took one of her friends with her.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go. She took one of her friends with her. And you would think that girl would have been like, hey, let me grab the first round
yes.
of drinks. No, it was like the opposite. It was like the girl was like, oh, let's split the Uber. Let's split this. And then, you know, my wife would be like, oh, I'll go get us a couple beers. This, that, and the other. And the girl was like, thanks. And she got home and like she was a little bit perturbed. And I remember being like, this is ridiculous. I can't, but like, what is, like, are they on financial hard times? Like, I get it. You know what I mean? But like, at the same time, you got her this entire evening. You would think that at least like the first round of drinks would not
be
split.
It's common
it's
decency.
Crazy. It's
I like
crazy.
To also file that in the category of home training.
Common
if
decency
I
is not
get
common.
You tickets somewhere. And granted, you should not do things to expect things back, right?
Sure.
But I could tell you what I do. If you got me tickets to go to a game, a concert,
yep.
whatever it is,
yep.
I'm going to buy you dinner.
Yep.
If we're going before, I'll buy you drinks if we're going there.
Yeah, dinner's a lot. I'll give you a drink.
Maybe it's an expensive concert ticket.
Well, listen, when you Uber and when you or park or whatever it may be, yeah, I mean, it's just, it always blows my mind when she goes to dinner with her friends. I'm like,
y'all
are so
crazy. You have to know your group, right? And I knew it probably would be some crap last night.
Yeah, she just needs better friends. Sorry.
So you just got to know.
That's on the friend. But I will say this. If you buy an expensive concert ticket and then you're taking me for free, it just means you couldn't find anybody else. So that's your problem. I'll buy the first round. Maybe the second round,
stresses me out to listen to my wife talk about them splitting bills.
To argue over a couple of dollars is one thing.
That is wild.
But if I go there and eat on a budget, if you see me get a cheeseburger and you decide to order the most expensive piece of meat, the most expensive drink on the menu, then we are at odds.
Once again, the PSA for everybody. One person, take the bill if you want
Do
the
I
points.
Do I say something today?
And then pay me back what you spent. Pay
you
me back.
No,
you, it's
no,
very
no.
simple.
You know what you do?
It's a very simple process.
I said something last night, but
you know
I didn't
do
it in front of the birthday boy.
You know what you do? Is the next time you go out, before you guys order, are we're just going to split it like normal? Yeah. and then order the most expensive thing on the menu.
Oh, my God. Do you guys have Wagyu beef?
Yeah. And if somebody says anything, be like, oh, well, I paid $120 last time, and I had a salad.
Get a shot of Louis the 13th.
Tiffany's over here with a kale salad, and some guy.
Someone in that group that I picked up a meal or two for. Yeah. Before.
I feel like you're probably a petty person.
Oh, she is.
Necessarily. Okay.
Yes, you are.
I was gonna say you're like I'm not petty. I'm like I don't know. Like you've never been petty with me.
Hold on. Yes, she has. I hope that's in Thursday Tiff trivia where you ask if she's petty and she says no, and I'm like, hell yeah, she is.
Not going to be one of the questions.
Push that trivia to Friday.
That's too subjective. Yeah, that's not going to be one of the questions.
Might have to do that Friday. I sound like Oscar the Grouch.
So. Well, you know what?
No, we're going to do. I'm going to quiz her offline.
Friday.
We're going to quiz each other. I'm going to quiz her offline, and then we're going to present it to Bo.
Hey, real quick before we get a break, I switched the Braves hitting coach and pitching coach. Kevin Seitzer was who I was talking about, not Rick Kranitz. Rick Kranitz is the pitching coach. They're both wizards, but thanks Attaboy. To Twitter okay. for Cleaned reminding up. Me.
Yeah. Hey, stay with us here on the morning shift. We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the NASCAR Geico 500 on Sunday, April 21st at Talladega Super Speedway
there you
in
go,
Alabama.
Baby.
I will tell you when to call in to try to win those tickets. So listen throughout the show. Tickets are on sale now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. We'll be right back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.